Hello, this is Mace Haroff. I want to welcome you to the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel here on YouTube. Today, I want to talk to you about something that you might or might not do, and that is selling to doctors. Now, keep in mind, if you don't sell to doctors or dentists or anybody who's got the big fancy title, don't worry. What I'm going to talk to you about applies if you sell to healthcare professionals of any kind. But most of you sell to doctors. So that's what I want to talk about. So what makes it so difficult to sell to doctors? First of all, is it difficult to sell to doctors? Well, not all the time. Not if you know what you're doing. In fact, when you know what you're doing and you understand doctors and how they think, it can actually become very easy to sell to them. But I want to talk about them a little bit and what really creates some of the challenges for a lot of medical sales representatives like you. Let's talk about the first thing. Doctors are smart. Now you might be thinking, well, yeah, they are, but I'm pretty smart too. Well, I know, but they are really smart. That's how they got into medical school or dental school or health professional school, whatever it is, by paying attention to the details that allowed them to get the grades they need to work their way through. So they're smart people. It's difficult to pull the wool over their eyes. Plus, keep in mind, they didn't just go to medical school. They've spent time in internship and residency and fellowship. And if they've been practicing in the community for a while, they have seen a lot as well. So they're smart people, which means you have to approach them like they're smart people. You have to understand their level of training and experience and show some respect for that. It also means you have to be smart. Smart people don't like talking to sales representatives who don't seem to know what they're talking about. This is why it's so important to maintain currency, not only in your product knowledge, but also what it takes to present your products and services to healthcare professionals. The next point about doctors is that they're experts. I mean, they are really, really experts. So it doesn't fit very well with them if you walk into their office or the clinic and you try to tell them what they should do. You know, I've seen so many sales reps go, you know, doctor, that's all fine and good, but you really should use this product. You're leaving a lot of money on the table, or your patients aren't getting good results. Doctors really like being told by a sales rep that they're not getting good results. So make sure you do that. Don't do that. I'm kidding. They're the experts. Treat them like the experts in their world. This means that you have to defer to their expertise, because even if you know more than them, and in some areas, hopefully you do. Hopefully you know your products more than they know your products. But chances are, you don't know as much about their specialty like they do, because they're the experts. They've spent 12, 13 years of their lives studying it. Now, here's another thing. Think about this. Who has the power in the sale? In other words, who has the power to buy, to say yes, to use your product, to prescribe your drug? It is them. They have the power. Therefore, you want to make sure that you, again, show that you respect that and try to present things in a way that they feel like they could objectively make a good decision for themselves, their practice, and their patients. Now, one other thing about doctors and being experts is they can be a little intimidating. In fact, they tend to have big egos, right? I mean, big egos. You know this. This isn't anything new. Doctors' egos, especially surgeons, if you've ever worked with surgeons or spoken to surgeons, some of their egos can be legendary, monstrous. So here's the question. Good thing or bad thing? Well, I don't know. It depends. But I'll tell you one thing. If you're a surgeon, you better have a healthy ego to be able to support taking someone into the operating room and using a scalpel on them, or a drill, or whatever you use. They have to have a healthy ego. So because of this ego, and because of all this knowledge and expertise that they have, they can be very intimidating to sales reps. But usually, only under one common set of circumstances. And that's when the rep doesn't know what he or she is talking about. If you're prepared, If you constantly study, if you know your product, if you've been reading the journals, watching the videos, if you understand what the pressing issues are in healthcare, especially for that specialty, for that customer, then you're going to be able to speak intelligently and you won't be so intimidated. Again, you want to defer to their expertise, but you don't want to be intimidated. Because sometimes you got to get out of your comfort zone. You do have to push them a little bit. Because left to their own devices, doctors will keep doing what they're doing. They like the status quo. Whatever they're using, they want to keep using it. So you can't tell them their product is great. You can't tell them you have to use this product. What you have to do is you have to disrupt their thinking about the status quo. And to do that, you can't be intimidated. A big part of selling to doctors is not doing sales presentations. It's having sales conversations. Again, when you're with a customer, it should be a conversation. And seldom does that happen. I'm telling you from going on hundreds of ride-alongs and working with thousands of salespeople, when I put people in an intense role-play situation like I do in my workshops, people broadcast at their customers. It's not a conversation, it's a speech, it's a presentation, kind of like what I'm doing here, but I hope you're responding back to me, at least in your mind. This wouldn't be a good sales presentation because you're not talking back. Your customers have to talk back. So how do you get them to talk back? Understand what it takes to create a conversation. Ask questions. Talk about things that interest them. And guess what they'll do? They'll participate. They will absolutely participate. And that is so cool. One other thing, when they do participate, especially if they throw an objection at you or something, don't ignore what they're saying. At least acknowledge it, whether it's good or bad, whether it supports the use of your product or goes against the use of your product. Acknowledge their thoughts and their feelings, but don't be intimidated. Most of all, when it comes to selling to doctors, if they are the decision maker for your product, what you need to do is just get in front of them, have a plan, and sell to them by having a relevant sales conversation about something that they want to talk about. Wow, that's kind of like crazy, talking about something they want to talk about. Oh, by the way, that's not your product. I promise you, it's not your product, probably 98% of the time. When they start talking to you, if you approach them the right way, you have the right conversation, then you will have opportunities to position your product and position your product perfectly. But this requires that you really give it some thought before you go in there. Have an alternative plan. What if your approach doesn't work? What if what you think is important to them isn't important to them? You have to have some place to pivot. And if that doesn't work, then you have to have someplace else to pivot. This requires a plan. So if you're going into your customers and winging it like so many reps do, somebody who's prepared is going to take your business. That's not a good thought, is it? Have I motivated you to prepare a little bit? I hope so, because if you do, good things will happen. So,
and good things will happen to you when you identify and focus on the challenges in your territory. And I want to help you with that. If you will take a moment and tell me what your biggest challenge is in medical sales, I will tell you the most important thing for you to do next, customized specifically for you, absolutely free. All you have to do is go to medicalsalestraining.com/situation and tell me what your biggest challenge is. Again, medicalsalestraining.com/situation. And I want to thank you for being a part of the Medical Sales Guru podcast and for visiting us here. This says a lot about you. It says that your goal is to become a medical sales professional and to be the best that you can be. But please don't forget, as you go through your territory and you perform the critical work that you do, why you do it, who benefits the most. Certainly it is your customers, the providers, and the institutions you sell to. But don't ever forget who the ultimate beneficiary is of what you do. That is the patient. My friends, the patient always comes first. Go out there and make a difference. What you do is important. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast and the Medical Sales Channel, this is Mace Haroff. I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.